come. Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们继续来敬拜你祷告，因为你是配得称颂的上帝。
Lord, we are keep worshiping you because you are worth it.
我们愿一切颂赞荣耀归给你，归给被杀的羔羊，归给浇灌下来的圣灵。
Because you sacrificed and shed your blood for us, may we glorify you.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们，爱你旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Because you want us to be your child.
我们感谢你，耶稣基督为我们流血，救赎我们，让过犯得到赦免。
We thank you for you forgive us our sin because you shed your blood for us.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，今天早上我们是这个丰盛的恩典里面来敬拜你。
Thank you, Lord, for all the grace you have given us.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，在今天敬拜中，我们要把荣耀归给你，把我们的心向你献上。
May our heart and everything will be yours today.
谢谢你爱我们，让我们回应你的爱，向你献上颂赞的时候，也将我们的心献上。
Once again, we worship you and we give our heart and whole life to you.
谢谢你，你要悦纳我们的敬拜，用耶稣的血洁净我们，让我们在你面前所献上的一切蒙你纪念。
Hope you will accept all the worship we offer today and be your beloved one.
感谢赞美你，我们为身体有病痛人祷告，求你安慰他们，医治他们。
We pray for those sick or have problem with their health. Please heal them.
我们为心灵软弱有生活困难的祷告，求你扶持他们，让他心里力量刚强起来，面对生活的挑战。
And for those facing difficulty, please help them too.
天父上帝，我们为这个国家祷告，求你带领这个国家对你有感恩的心悔改，来走信靠耶稣的道路。
And we pray for this nation can repent and follow your will.
天父，我们为普世的人、普世的教会，继续的忠于你，来传扬耶稣基督，祷告。
And for all the church around the world, please strengthen us to keep doing what you want us to do.
继续传福音，盼望基督耶稣快回来。
Proclaim Jesus, the Lord of our Savior.
天父，我们谢谢你，今天我们再一次为大人小孩都求你赐恩赐福。
We once again please shed your love and grace to every of us.
感谢祷告，靠基督耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢敬拜团队，请回座，请坐。我们感谢主，今年是15周年的联合礼拜。
We give thanks to the Lord. Today is our anniversary for 15 years of the church being found here.
今天我们要思考的题目就是扎根和发旺。
Today we will talk about taking root and be prosperous.
这个圣经上面说。义人像要像棕树那样发旺。
The Bible says there's no righteousness, not even one. And the righteous person will be prosperous like a palm tree.
圣经上说没有义人，但为什么要说义人要发旺像这个棕树呢
？But why you say the righteousness will be prosperous?
因为圣经上说的义人不是自己好，圣经上说义人是信靠耶稣为神所接纳的人，因信称义的人。
Because the Bible says the person who belongs to God is justified by faith.
在旧约里头有一群人，他们是属乎神的。
In the Old Testament, there's a group of people belong to God.
并不是因为他们做了什么好的 行为，神称他们为义。
It doesn't matter what they do, so God justifies them.
而是像亚伯拉罕，他信靠神的话，神就称他为义。
But because they just like Abraham believe in God.
在新约里面，也称我们这些信靠神蒙恩得救人是神的儿女，是义人。
In New Testament, which is right now, we also be called, God's child because we are justified by faith.
诗篇92篇第12节说，义人要发旺如棕树。
Psalm 92:12 says that the righteous man will flourish like a palm tree.
那棕树到底是什么样的树？为什么要像棕树这样的基督徒呢？
And why the Christian needs to be like a palm tree?
就像这个图说的哈，这个他们长得很高很直，在巴勒斯坦是一个很小的地方，不过150英里长，宽75英里。
Just like this picture shows, it's Palestine is a very narrow, land. It's about 150 mile long and about 75 mile wide.
但是它却是世界的中心，是几乎欧亚非三大洲中间。
But this place is the center of the world because it is between the three continents of Europe, Asia, and Africa.
以气候来说了，在耶利哥跟它的邻近是热带，树木很多是棕树，耶路撒冷的高地称为亚热带。那圣经为什么用棕树来形容基督徒呢？有什么特点呢？
And, those countries usually located in a tropical or subtropical area. And why this is important today, we say that Christians need to be like a palm tree.
棕榈树的特点是它都很直，在种植的区域经常有暴风雨，但是暴风过后，棕树恢复它的直立，所以有风吹来的时候，树上的果实很少落掉，所以告诉我们基督徒要成为一个正直的人，尽管有风暴但是风暴中还可以继续结果子，而且果子长存。
The palm tree is pretty upright, like the picture shows, and within storm, with a gusty wind, even that, those tree won't destruct.Because they were bent. And after the storm, they will come back as a straight, as upright as that guy. And all their fruit is rarely fall because of the storm.
这个棕树的根啊，它是很稳固的，它可以抵御强风，像这个图上所说的。它是有一种基础是不怕这飓风。所以告诉我们基督徒，我们的基础要立在巩固的根基上面。
The palm tree has a special root system. Their root system is deep and wide. So that tells us, as a Christian, we need to take root.
就像这个以弗所书3:17所说的，是基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你的爱心有根有基。
Ephesians chapter 3:17, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.And I pray that you being rooted and established in love.
哥罗西书1:23也说，只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。
Colossians 1st chapter, version 13. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darknessand brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
棕榈树是一个果实累累的这个树，它的花期有4-5个月，但它需要10个月到11个月才会果实成熟。
The palm tree usually have a fruitful tree, and the flowering length is about 4 to 5 months, and it takes another 10 to 11 months to reap.
这告诉我们基督徒要继续的结果子， 来荣耀上帝。
It signifies believer must bear fruit and glorify God.
主耶稣曾经咒诅一棵没有结果子的无花果树，使它枯干，一夜之间这棵树就死了。
Lord Jesus had crushed a fruitless fig tree and made it dry and die overnight.
主耶稣也说它是真葡萄树，我们是树这个葡萄树上的枝子。
Lord Jesus also tells us that He is the true vine, we are the branches.
他会除去不结果子的枝子。
He will cut off those who are not bearing fruit.
如果有结果的，他会修剪，使我们结果子更多。
And whoever bears fruit, he prunes, so he or she will be ever more fruitful.
所以可以看出来，信徒的要有结果子的生命是上帝的要求。
So, certainly it's a God's request.
所以我们必须要结圣灵的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So we must have following fruit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, it is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and temperance.
也要结光明的果子，就是一切良善、公义、诚实、以弗所书五这五章第九节，这里特别指着那光的生命能够活出来的行为的果实。
And we also have to bear fruit of as the light of the world. And he says that it is all good, righteous, and honest in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 9.
结果就是结仁义的果实，就是诚实无过，腓立比书一章十节，诚实就是前面刚刚所说的一个在神面前按着光而活的生活。无过是指那个他不会使人跌倒，他会绊倒别人，也不亏欠人，没有过失的表现。
And the fruit of righteousness is also be honest.Don't do things to try to trip people or do anything that is not good in God's eyes to be pure.
再来就是结良善的果子，就是在一切的善事上结果子。弗洛西书一章第十节，就是先是清洁，后是和平、温柔、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯。
And the fruit of goodness is a result of good deeds. That's Colossians chapter 1 verses 10. That is fruit. First clean, then peace, gentle, and suffer. Full of mercy. And that's James 3:17.
清洁就是一种对神的贞洁、纯净、无瑕疵的内心和行为的表现。
The clean is also as long as pure and innocent performance.
和平就是里面的平安。
And the peace is the inner peace in your mind.
温良是温和谦让的表现。
And gentle is a meek performance.
柔顺是一种可以愿意迁就别人，与人无争。
And submissive is you submit yourself to God and try not to argue with people.
怜悯是富有同情心。
And compassion is full of mercy.
然后第五个是平安的果子，就是义。希伯来书第十二章第十一节。
And the fruit of peace in Hebrew chapter 12 verse 11.It is righteousness.
这里就特别指出我们顺着那个赐平安的上帝的管教，就可以在他圣洁上有份。
In particular, it means that we follow the discipline of the God of peace and are able to have a part in His holiness.
水真的果子就是信靠耶稣的人，我们常常要献上颂赞为祭献给神。
The fruit of your of our mouth is worship God all the time and say good things to people.
这样的敬就是在即使在环境很艰难的时候，我们仍然献上敬拜，就是不按自己的意思，按照神的本性来献上赞美敬拜。
Even during difficulty in our life, we still offering our worship to God.
就像这个棕榈树，在大风雨中间，它仍然直立，表现出可以对抗环境的毅力。
Just like a palm tree can withstand those dusty winds in the storm.
接下来我们要看到的是这个在诗篇第一篇那里所说的第一节到第三节，我们是栽在神的殿中的人，我们要注意我们在生活中怎样来避免别人的影响，同事朋友的影响。
Just like the Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 is mentioned, we need to notice our surrounding, whoever surrounds us, and our work, our life.
我们所处的环境常常对我们是很强烈的带来很强烈的影响。我们的朋友会带来对生命增长的鼓励，还是拦阻我们亲近神。
Our surrounding and our friends has a profound influence in our spiritual life.
假如我们坚持跟那些藐视神的人保持友谊，我们就会掉在罪里面，对神渐渐麻痹。
If we insist on maintaining friendship with those who despise God, we may fall into sin and gradually numb the will of God.
这种态度实际上就是藐视神。
This attitude is actually despise God.
我们都知道我们现在活在一个旁边的人对我们很压力很大的同侪压力的时代。
We all live in the age we got influence from people around us.
所以我们要常常想，我们的朋友是建立我们的信仰，还是拆毁我们的信仰？
So we need to reflect is our friend will help us in spiritual or not?
真诚的朋友应该影响我们更加亲近神。
A true friend will strengthen us toward God.
罪好像乌云一样会掩盖我们跟神的关系，我们怎么样才可以找到突破点？
Sin just like a cloud will cover the grace of God and make us can't see God.
诗篇第一篇这个第一节说，凡是罪人、恶人、亵慢人都会影响我们跟神的喜乐中间产生隔离。
Those sinful people in our life will block us from the stream of God's love.
当这种情形发生的时候，我们的喜乐会越来越少，我们对神的光也看不清楚。
Under that situation, we can't see God.
所以诗篇第一篇第二节说，这样子我们如果要蒙福的话，我们应该要喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想想神的道，学习怎么样跟随他。
So we need to understand God's word and follow him.
昼夜思想的意思就是用时间去读圣经，并且好好的思考上帝的话。
We need to meditate in his word so we can know his word well and understand what is his plan for us.
上帝会告诉我们，我们会知道怎么样来调整自己，使我们的生命可以合乎神的旨意。
If we follow the instructions of the Bible, we will know what's God's will for us so we can live out a Christian life.
如果我们心中不断地存着一个心，就是我们要了解神，亲近神，神的话就会在我们心中被解开。
if we set our mind right in Jesus, we will know how to follow Him and live out correctly according to His plan.
我们应当不是以世间的名利、别人的夸奖为满足，而是以神从神而来的喜乐，在心中有快乐、有满足。
We shouldn't be satisfied by the world's reward, like money or power, but we have to be satisfied in God's love and justice.
所以诗篇的第一节、第二节的经文告诉我们，有这样的智慧，就是我们会越来越喜欢亲近神，享受祂的话语，享受祂话语中的亮光，我们里面的喜乐就会越来越多。
So the takeaway for those first two verses in the Psalm chapter 1 is the more we love to be with God, the radiance of the word of God, the more joy we will have.
假如我们让信赖人，就是对神的态度是一个轻慢的人的影响，我们喜乐的源头就会离我们越来越远。
On the other hand, if we hang out with those sinful people or the people who despise God, those joy will be away from us.
我们有的时候不经意之间会受那些人的影响，我们慢慢就发现我们的喜乐不见了。所以回头寻找神和他的话，我们心中的喜乐就会回来。We
know sometimes we don't even notice we got influence from those people, the people who despise God. But if we repent and come back to God, those joy will come back to us.
所以这三节经文告诉我们要这位思想神的律法，律法是包括新旧约全本圣经，这本圣经是值得我们在日常生活中不断的寻寻中挖掘宝藏。So
we need to be understand God's word comprehensively, no matter it's the Old Testament or New Testament.
诗篇第一篇第三节说，这个人要像一棵树，站在树旁，传他所做的尽都顺利。尽都顺利的意思，并不是说不会遇到困难，没有失败，也不是说我们的健康、财富、快乐都一直都会与我们同在，不是说不会遇到考验。
To be prosperous is not like everything going to be a smooth sail and without difficulty. It's not like that.
圣经所指的顺利，就是神的智慧应用在我们生活中间的时候，就会结出讨神喜悦的结果，得到上帝的同在和印证。
To be prosperous is like we are bearing fruit of those fruit we mentioned earlier, and to be God-like.
所以正像这个树得到水分滋润以后，它会结丰盛的果子。Just
like a tree get all the nutrition from the soil and produce those fruit.
同样，我们吸收神的话语，我们生命就会产生尊敬神的行为态度。
In the same way, if we respect God and we read God's word, we will have the same result.
所以真正的胜利是从认识神的话产生了真正的价值。
So the true prosperous is to know God's word and bearing those fruits.
有几个版本的这个圣经对这个这几节有不同的强调，像新译本，它就强调第一节是从有福的开始，说有福的人不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人道路，不做好讥笑的人的座位。
There are different versions of Bible to say the same thing. Here we have the NIV version. The first one is that blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the weak, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mocks.
他喜爱的是 耶和华的律法，他昼夜默念，就是从心中在思想耶和华的律法。
But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditate on his law day and night?
他讲一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，注意重点是按时候结果子，然后是叶子总不会枯干，凡他所做的一切尽都顺利。
Verse 3, that person is like a tree planted by stream of water, which yields its fruit in seasons, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prosperous.
和合本是我们最熟悉的，中文最熟悉的圣经，它从这个警告开始，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做现代人的座位。唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
There's a New American Standard Bible says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by a stream of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers."
和本也把结果讲出来说，恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮对风吹散，意思是说他的生命是空的，只是表面的，没有一个成熟的果实。他审判的时候站立不住，在义人会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人道路，恶人道路却必灭亡。
And here Bible also says about the outcome of those wicked people. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
在新约里面，耶稣也讲两种比较，就是蒙福的跟有祸的生命的比较，就像这个诗篇第一篇所说的很类似。
There's also a comparison between those people who are following God and not following God.
在马太福音第七章
第十
三节是四节
verses 13 and 14
告诉我们要靠着神做正确的判断，选择走对的路。
And you make a right judgment by God.
上帝的智慧会让我们看见，在地上走神的路不是一帆风顺，是窄路。
God's way is not a wide and smooth path, it's a small and a narrow one.
我们必须选择跟随神，遇见挑战，但是靠神会有至终得祝福的结果。
We might be facing difficulty, but at the end, we will be rewarded.
这样的人的生命是一个真实结果的生命，所以也讲到两种树，两种果树是真实结果子的，还是结了不好的果子的树。
And also in Matthew chapter 7 says about two different kinds of a good tree and a bad tree, and what's the outcome of them.
那不结好果的树，上帝会把它砍下来，丢在火里烧了，19节说的。
And the bad tree,God will cut off the branches and put in the fire.
而且在21节到23节也说，我们为神做工，上帝也判断我们是为什么而做的。
And God also judges from what we do and what is our motivation.
有的人他会做神迹，做奇事，他会做事情好像很有成效，但是他是凭自己做的，不是为神做的，不是顺服神而做的，上帝判断。
Some people may do great things can heal people, can do very amazing things, but if it's not in God's love, it's nothing.
所以到有一天上帝审判会说, 我不认识你, 这样的人, 即使会行神迹赶鬼, 要离开我的面。
Even so, even though those guys, those people can do those things, God will say, I don't know you because you don't really respect me.
然后24节到27节说, 两种根基的判断, 我们的根基到底是立在牌子上, 真行神的道, 还是立在沙土上?
And there's also another analogy, they say, examine two grades of foundation.
在坚固根基上 是造神的话去行的人, 与离水跟风吹, 那个房子, 那个坚固, 稳定, 就好像棕榈树一样的, 它不会倒。
Just like the foundation built on the rock, just like palm tree, they take deep root. Even with a storm come, they can withstand.
而且, 马太福音的7章最后2节也说, 两种教训, 耶稣基督的教训, 有权柄, 有能力, 文士的教训, 是说的空话。
And the last two verses in Matthew 7, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 今天我们从开始到现在说的就是, 我们的根基要扎在基督耶稣和他的话语里面。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we want everybody to take root in God's word.
在顺服神的生活中, 我们会继续扎根。
And no matter what we do, follow God's lead.
那接下来我们要看的是, 不但是扎根在神的话语里头, 上帝也要我们做其他方面的扎根, 就是你要扎根在教会里面。
And not only that, God also wants us to take root in the local church.
请问你在教会里面是真正的扎根在教会里面, 还是你是个盆栽, 是站上油的?
You can ask yourself a question. You are just like a tree take root in a place, or just like a potted plant can be moved everywhere.
假如你是四处走动的话, 你就很难让你自己从神那里得到扎根在教会里面的祝福, 和他要赐福你和教会的应许。
If you think you like a plant, a potted plant can be moved around, you probably miss that blessing who take root in a place and take very, very, very deep root and be prosperous.
假如你要扎根在教会里面第一步, 就是你应该要受洗进入神的国度, 接下来你的教会做的每件事情上帝纪念。
The first thing and the most important thing is to baptize and take chance to serve in the church.
因为耶稣基督舍命是为了拯救把教会赎回来。
Because the God's will is to save every of them who are not knowing them yet.
是靠着耶稣的血, 我们相信, 并且公开承认做神的儿女, 进入教会, 接下来在教会所做的一切, 上帝会纪念, 产生积极正确的结果。
And we need to have a right mind in God, then we can encourage us to do right thing.
在彼得前书第1章第18节说, 知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所传 留虚妄的行为不是凭着能坏的经营等物。
For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestor, which is in the 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们不是效法亚当夏娃的行为或者其他的世上的行为, 乃是要效法基督, 乃是凭着基督的宝血, 如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
We are not following those old rule handed down from our ancestors, something good, something bad, but we need to follow the Lord of God.
凭着耶稣基督保险，他是无瑕无疵可以洁净我们的，所以受洗的意思就是我公开承认，我相信耶稣的保险在我身上一直有功效。
And to be baptized is to tell everybody and in front of public and tell God we are yours.
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in this last time for your sake.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你今天不是偶然在这里，是在创立世纪前，上帝就拣选你在这个地方，认识耶稣，加入这个教会。
So this is no accident. We are here today because we are chosen.
而且也说你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你的信心和盼望都在于神。
Through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God.
所以想扎根呢，在受洗以后我们跟神跟教会就有一个很正式的关系。
So after you baptize, you have a formal relationship with church.
我们所做的都会在基督耶稣里，在他的宝血里头蒙他的纪念，我们也直接跟神发生生命的关系。
We have a direct relationship with God, and no matter what we do, we follow his lead.
这种尾声就在教会里头，在我们教会现在有牧养的不同的牧区里面，在小家里面，在团队侍奉之中。
In church, we have all different kinds of work, like small group or small families.
这样我们就会在神面前，生命渐渐长大。
If we attend those service, we will gradually grow in Jesus.
因为人相处会有困难，侍奉中间会碰到艰难，有挑战。只有靠着耶稣的血，我们正式承认耶稣的血，然后那个时候他的宝血会成为我们心中把重担挪去，把一切的埋怨带走，他的平安，他的慈爱会进到我们心里面，我会乐意侍奉神。
During all the service we may do, either in the Sunday school or in the worship team, sometimes you will face difficulty, sometimes criticism from others, but in God, we will bring those joy back.
我在自己在成长的过程中，曾经面对过这样的挑战，就是选择做盆栽，选择做三江油的人。
Sometimes I make decision, should I be a palm tree taking root or just like a potted plant?
我的想法就是那一年在京中服役的时候，在马祖抢只有一年就不去参加教会。
When I served in the military in Taiwan with the island, like we have a main island, there's another smaller island between China and Taiwan.And I was there for 1 year. During the time, I was thinking, okay, only 1 year, so I really don't go to church that much.
是只去了两三次，蜻蜓点水就走了。
Three times.
我没有把教会当作我的家，没有投入。
I never made that my home or spiritual home.
因为我想部队也会调动，所以不用去教会。
Because troops will move, so I don't need to go to church.
我就发现我没有真正了解那个在外岛的教会，那些基督徒的难处。
So I missed a chance to understand those local church people what kind of life they have or what kind of difficulty they are facing.
我失去为他们祷告的祝福。
I missed the chance to pray for them.
我失去帮助他们服侍他们的祝福。
Also missed the chance to serve them.
那一年我刚刚受洗。
At that time, I just got baptized.
我不懂得受洗是要加入一个当地的教会。
I didn't realize baptized means I had to take root in the church wherever I go.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，若是你在这里常常聚会，可是没有受洗，若是你在这里常常聚会，可是没有扎根在教会里面，你的损失很大。
So I encourage whoever here, just like me, like a parted plan or not a believer yet, take chance and be baptized.
因为我们扎根在教会，第一要认定我们有正确的身份，在基督里，在基督里得救的人，受洗的人，要在教会里头扎根。
And make sure be baptized and understand your identity in God.
不要想你是旅客，是客旅，是寄居的，那是指我们跟神的在世上的关系。可在教会里头，你一定要扎根下去。
Don't be like a traveler or something, since you are living in the world, but take root in your church and be blessed.
第二，你要扎根在教会的小家的生活里面。
Secondly, take root to your small family or small group.
这个小家是让我们操练彼此帮助的地方。
The small group is the place for us to practice our belief.
我们有查经，我们有赞美，我们有扶持代祷，实际的采取步骤去关怀。
During the small group, we have Bible study, we have prayer, and sometimes we have ministry.
第三，你要扎根在康福教会的主日崇拜里面。
And thirdly, you have to take root in the Sunday worship.
中文组的在中文崇拜，英文组在英文崇拜。
No matter you speak English or Chinese or Spanish.We don't have that though.
扎根的崇拜里头，你知道，敬拜是上帝从这个同在的源头。
You're in the worship, you will know God is our center.
主日崇拜是所有其他一切服事的中心。
The Sunday service is the center of all the work.Of the service we have in the church.
许多牧师都提醒到会友说，你在崇拜里头，你会经验到神的同在，神对你说话，透过诗歌，透过讲道，透过祷告，甚至透过报告。
During Sunday service, you have all kinds of experience, either during worship or during sermon, sometimes even during announcement.
所以主日崇拜，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，再难也要来参加，而且要早到，不要迟到。
And be here early.
第四，你要扎根在教会的团队侍奉里面。
The last, but not the most, also there's a lot of things. Be sure you find a place to do.To serve people in the church.
如果你不服侍，你不知道教会对你的意义，肢体对你的意义。
If you don't serve, you probably won't understand what the meaning of brother and sisters fellowship.
有一个牧师训练他家的孩子们，就是你就是到教会去要找，要寻求神，你怎样？可以将你的生命献给神，透过在教会里面的侍奉来献给神。
A pastor told his kids, he If you want to experience God, just find a place in church, then do that. And you will experience those.
那个连接是超过父母教儿女怎么样跟神有密切关系的，更深、更好、更直接、更彻底的关系。
Sometimes it takes more effect than just let kids stay at home and try to show them what's the proper way to do things.
第五，我们要扎根在上帝的教导里面，就是透过主日学，透过各种形式的教导里头。
And the number five, all right.
Yeah.
Number five, we have to take root in God's teaching.
圣经上的道，如果没有透过教导，常常我们的思想片面。但是透过教导，你在教导的时候有上帝的恩膏，你上帝直接透过那个准备的人，让你再有更深刻的领受。Sometimes
when we follow the Sunday school, you will know the knowledge from whoever give you the sermon or during Sunday school, whatever they share, it will be your help too.
也许你说我从来没有想过要来听这个课，所以你从来不来，或者你觉得我不是可以每一次都参加，所以我们没有选择继续参加。但其实那是把自己的机会减少，因为上帝预备的话语摆在那个地方。最近我听个牧师就这样讲，他从神领受预备一些信息。 他想说有些人需要，但是上帝是半年以后才让他有机会去教导。可是，在半年前，他就从圣灵神那里领受，可是要等到半年以后，他才有机会去教导。所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，无论牧师、长老或教主一些老师，或者外勤讲员，他们的准备是上帝早早预备给你的灵粮、丰盛的筵席，不要放弃这个美好的机会。
Sometimes we decide to skip the worship because we thought, sometimes we can't make it, so we decide not to come. But some pastor meditated their sermon for 6 months, and when they have the idea, sometimes you can only get it after 6 months. So if you miss one, you miss it all. Probably some.
所以我们一个人 要多层面的扎根，我们才能够稳定在神的里面。
So we need to take root at all aspects, no matter it's only the church or the world or the small groups.
这样子我们才能够多结果子。So
we can then bear fruit.
我们的生命和灵魂才会在这样的各方面的领受中越发的强壮。
So our life and our spiritual, our spirit will grow and get stronger.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢天父上帝。
Thanks God.
你借着今天的道提醒我。
Remind us through today's sermon.
让我自己先得喂养。
Feed us.
让我在你面前, 先得提醒, 悔改。
Let us know you, you are truly God.
在你面前调整我的心思，调整态度，可以调整我的 做法选择。
And change our mind, adjust our wrongdoing to be following your lead.
谢谢你，天父上帝，你的爱长过高深。
Thank you, Lord, because of your love, we are saved.
谢谢你，让我在你面前知道。 要怎样扎根
and teach us how to take root
也可以结果子来 继续的荣耀你
and the bearing fruits and glorify you
靠基督耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen
Amen